今天的讲题是神的律法。
Today's topic is the law of God.
经文是在生命记第四章第七节到第八节。
And the passage is from Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.
打开你的圣经，这个生命记第四章第七节到第八节。
Please open up your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.
生命记第四章第七节，哪一大国的人有神与他们相近，像耶和华我们的神，在我们求告他的时候与我们相近呢？有那一大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我今日在你们面前所陈明的这一切
What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them, the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to Him? And what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I am setting before you today?
今天世界上每一个国家都有自己国家的法律。
Today, every nation has their own laws.
他们的法律来自不同的根源。
And their laws are based on different things.
比如说美国的法律基本上是来自英国的法律制度。
For instance, U.S. laws basically come from British system of law.
同时也深受圣经原则的影响。
At the same time, it's deeply influenced by biblical.
在中国的历史里面。
And in Chinese history.
中国的法律大多都受这个孔子思想的影响。
And much of Chinese laws is influenced by Confucius.
后来也受到这个德国跟这个苏联的法律制度的影响。
Later on, it was also influenced by Germany and Russian law.
在人类历史里面有不少的法律制度。
In human history, there has been many different kinds of laws.
但影响现今社会的法律最多的可以说是摩西的律法。
But we could say that the one thing that has influenced most of the laws today is the law of Moses.
神在西乃山分布这个法律。
And God gave the law at Mount Sinai.
他向人启示这个律法。
And he gave this law to men.
神就吩咐这个摩西把这个律法写成文字。
And God commanded Moses to write down these laws.
那么使到世世代代的人都能够诵读这个律法。
So that all subsequent generations can read this law.
遵守这个律法。
And to obey this law.
学习怎样去敬畏这位耶和华神。
And to learn how to fear the Lord.
大卫非常了解神赐律法的心意。
And David really understood God's heart when he gave the law.
所以大卫就立志要遵守耶和华的律法。
And so David vows that I will always obey your law.
所以我们可以看到诗篇119篇44节大卫这样说。
So we see in Psalm 119 chapter, verse 44, David says,
我要长守你的律法直到永永远远。
I will always obey your law forever and ever.
有些人认为神的律法老早就已经过去了。
Some people believe that God's law is now obsolete.
对今天的人并没有大多的意义。
And it has no meaning to today's people.
不过我们也相信神的律法对今天的人还有很深的意义。
But we believe that God's law still applies to men today.
因为神的律法不受时间的控制。
Because God's law is not limited to time.
因为主耶稣在马太福音第五章这么说。
Because Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5.
莫想我要来废掉律法和先知。
Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets.
我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
我是在告诉你们。
I tell you the truth.
就是天地都废弃了。
Until heaven and earth disappear.
立法的一点一画也不能废弃，都要成全。
Not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will be, by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished.
在人类历史里面，神只把这个律法赐给以色列人。
In human history, God only gave the law to the Israelites.
那么律法不单是以色列人这个信仰和生活的一个准绳。
And the law is not only the plumb line for Israelites for their living.
这个律法也成为耶稣基督，就是道成肉身，耶稣基督成为一个人的一个铺路的一个管道。
But it also paved the way for Jesus' incarnation.
如果我们说这个律法的启示是第一个高峰，
And if we say that the giving of the law is the first climax.
那么主耶稣降世可以说是第二个高峰。
Then the incarnation of Christ is the second climax.
那么生命记第四章第七节第八节这么说。
In Deuteronomy chapter 4 verses 7 and 8 it says.
也就是刚才我们所看那两节经文。
And this is the verse that we just read.
哪一大国的人有神与他们相近？
What other nation is so great as to have their gods near them?
像耶和华我们的神在我们求告他的时候，他与我们相近呢？
The way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to him.
有哪一大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我们今日在你们面前所陈明的这一切律法呢？
Now, what other nation is so great as to have such righteous decrees and laws as this body of laws I am setting before you today?
你看到这两节经文是修辞问句。
You see that these two verses are rhetorical questions.
换句话说，没有哪一个大国的神好像耶和华神这样与人亲近。
In other words, there is no other nation whose God will draw near to his people.
也没有任何的国家领受神赐给他们的律法，好像以色列国一样。
And there is no other nation who has received the law from God as Israel has.
神只有把这个律法赐给以色列人。
God only gave the law to the Israelites.
因为以色列人就是神的选民。
Because the Israelites are God's chosen people.
有人问过我，他说为什么神不拣选中国人成为他的选民？
Some people have asked me, why didn't God choose Chinese as his chosen people?
这是我们没有办法去回答的一个问题。
We can't answer that.
如果我们了解以色列人在过去的历史所遭遇的，
If we understood all that the Israelites have suffered through the past years,
那么可能我们就不要成为神的选民了。
Perhaps we wouldn't want to be God's chosen people.
那么以色列人在过去的2500年的日子真的是不好过。
In the past 2500 years, the lives of Israelites has not been easy.
国家灭亡。
They lost their nation.
被驱散到世界各地。
They were dispersed throughout the world.
在第二次世界大战的时候，犹太人必须要忍受这个德国人大屠杀的痛苦。
And during World War II, they suffered through the pains of the Holocaust.
神与以色列人相近。
God is with the Jews.
那么相近的意思就是神自己显现自己。
And to be near them means that he has revealed himself to them.
并且愿意与人同在。
And that he's willing to be together with men.
耶和华神是那位独一的真神。
The Lord God is the only true God.
他启示自己。
And he revealed himself.
并且愿意与人同在。
And he was willing to be with men.
随时垂听人的祷告。
To hear our prayers whenever.
所以神不单与人相近，
So God not only is close to men,
他也把是他自己的律法赐给人。
He also gave his own law to men.
世界上没有任何一个国家有这个福分，好像以色列这个国家一样。
There are no nations throughout the world who had such blessing as Israel.
摩西当他领受了神的律法的时候
So Moses, when he received God's law,
所以他就召集以色列人在西乃山那边与神立约
He gathered all the people, by Mount Sinai to make a covenant.
所以摩西领着以色列人在那边啊与神立约作为了一个仪式
So Moses, gathered the people to carry out the covenant making.
啊，他将这个律法写上。
He wrote down the law.
然后就将这个律法说明给以色列人。
And he explained the law to the Israelites.
那么他们明白之后。
And after they understood.
啊，以色列人就在神的面前这么说：耶和华所吩咐的，我们必遵守。
The Israelites answered that whatever the Lord commanded, we will obey.
如果我们看这个出埃及记第二十四章第七节。
If we look at Exodus chapter 24, verse 7.
那么这节经文讲到这个律法也是神的约书。
And here it talks about God's law being the book of the covenant.
也就是讲到神与以色列人立约。
And it speaks of God making a covenant with the Israelites.
目的就是要与人建立一个关系。
For the purpose of establishing a relationship with men.
而这个律法是立约的条例。
And this, these laws is the condition of the covenant.
而使到人能够守这个约。
That men will obey this covenant.
因此从某一个角度来看。
So from certain perspective,
律法其实就是那个约。
The law is actually the covenant.
约，如果你看这个立位记的时候。
If you look at Leviticus, the covenant.
约跟这个立法的意思很相似。
The meaning of covenant and law is very closely related.
就好像这节经文这么讲。
Just as this verse says,
你们若不听从我。不遵循我的诫命，厌弃我的律例，厌恶我的典章，不遵守我一切的诫命，背弃我的约。
But if you will not listen to me and carry out all these commands, and if you reject my decrees and abhor my laws and fail to carry out all my commands, and so violate my covenant.
可见遵守神的律法就是守神的约。
So you see that to obey God's law is to keep God's commandment.
所以我们看到刚才那节经文，这个诫命，然后这个律例、典章、诫命，然后就到那个约。
So you see that it goes from commands, decrees, laws, commands to covenant.
所以我们看到遵守神的律法，换句话说就是守神的约。
So to obey God's commands is the same as to keep God's covenant.
神是那位立约者。
God is the one who established covenant.
他与人立约。
He established a covenant with men.
他吩咐这个约的条例，也就是那个律法。
And he laid down the condition of the covenant, which is the law.
那么这个律法说明神的身份。
And this law explained God's position.
同时也说明他对人的要求。
And also explain God's expectation of men.
那么如果人去参与这个约。
And if men take part in this covenant.
那么就表示他们愿意遵守这个条例。
That means that they're willing to obey these commands.
也愿意去承担这个责任。
And they're willing to take up the responsibility.
这个责任就是。
And this responsibility is.
遵守律法的人他必蒙福。
Those who obey God's command will be blessed.
违背这个律法的人将会遭遇神的咒诅。
Those who disobey will receive God's curse.
所以当我们看这个生命记的时候。
So if, when we look at Deuteronomy.
我们发觉到十二章到二十六章都是讲神的律法。
We see that from chapter 12 to chapter 26, it's all talking about God's law.
然后二十七章到二十八章是讲到这个守约和悖约或者违约那种得来的后果。
And chapter 27 and 28, it talks about the consequences of whether you obey or disobey the law.
就是讲到人遵守神律法的时候，他必蒙福。
And it speaks of when men keep God's commands, he will be blessed.
违背神律法的人必受咒诅。
But those who disobey will be cursed.
我们必须要明白这个律法只是立约的条例。
You must understand that all the law is merely the conditions of the covenant.
最重要的就是怎样去遵守这些律法。
The most important thing is how to obey all these commands.
使到人能够跟神建立一个关系。
So that men may have a relationship with God.
不要以为遵守神的律法。
Don't think that just by obeying God's commands.
却忘记了当尽心尽意尽心的爱这位神的道理。
But forgetting the principle of loving the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind.
所以这个律法的名词在生命记里面他用了六个其他的名词来形容这个律法的意义。
In Deuteronomy, there's six terminology that's used to explain the law.
比如说刚才我们看到的经文有讲到律例、典章、律法。
For instance, we in the passage that we read, there's decree, laws, or ordinances and laws.
一共有六个名词来形容这个律法的含义。
There's six different words, terminologies used to explain the law.
比如说四章第八节讲到这个律法的含义。
For instance, chapter 4, verse 8, it talks about the meaning of the law.
有那一大国有这样公义的律例典章，像我们今日在你们面前所陈明的一切律法呢？这个是第一个名词。
So, and what other nation is so great as to have such?
Okay. 然后在十一章第一节，我们看到其他的名词。
And in chapter 11, verse 1, it refers to other.Terminologies.
你要爱耶和华你的神，常守他的吩咐。第二个名词，律例第三，典章第四，还有诫命第五个。
Love the Lord your God and keep His requirements, His decrees and His laws and His commands always.
然后我们看第六个名词。
And finally, the sixth terminology.
日后你的儿子问你说耶和华我们神吩咐你们这些法度律例典章是什么呢
In the future when your son asks you what is the meaning of the stipulations decrees and laws the Lord your God has commanded you
这些名词你看到它的意思都很相近
These terms you could see that they're very close
有时候很不容易确定它们的用法
And sometimes you're unsure of their usage.
不过我们还是可以分辨它们的含义。
But we can still distinguish between their meanings.
比如说刚才我们看四章八节所说的律法。
For example, the laws which was referred to in chapter 4, verse 8.
律法经常是用来讲到旧约里面所说的律法。
The laws, this word often is used to refer to the laws in the Old Testament.
通常就是讲到神所吩咐的那个律法。
Most of the time it's referring to that which God has commanded.
因为这个缘故，所以生命记有时候被称为是律法书。
And so, because of this, sometimes Deuteronomy is referred to as the book of the law.
这个含义就是有教导的意思。
And the meaning, part of the meaning is teaching.
比如说律法师就是指那位老师
And for instance that it refers to the teacher
yeah, 这位老师就教导律法
And this teacher teaches the law
然后第二个名词在这节经文我们看到就是吩咐
And the second one is requirements
然后吩咐这个名词在生命记里面只出现一次。
This word requirements only occurs once in Deuteronomy.
就是含有执行神的吩咐。
And that is to carrying out God's requirement.
神的吩咐具有权威。
And God's requirements has authority.
人必须要遵守神的吩咐。
And men must obey God's requirements.
然后我们看第三个名词。
And the third term.
也就是律例。
It's decree.
什么是律例
What is decree?
律例就是含有那种 刻写或者书写那种意思。
And decree connotes something that's written.
就是把这个立法的律例条例写成文字。
That is writing down the law into words.
目的就是要长久的保留。
For the purpose of lasting through generations.
使到人不会忘记。
And then we'll not forget.
如果我们记得当神赐给人这个十诫的时候
If we remember when God gave men the Ten Commandments
圣经讲到神用他的指头把这个十诫写在这个石板上
The Bible says that God wrote it himself on the stone tablets
目的就是要能够长久的保留
For the purpose of maintaining it through time
那么使到人能够去遵守这些诫命
That men may obey these laws.
然后第四个名词就是典章。
And the fourth one is laws.
典章的意思就是有判决那个意思。
And it connotes judgment.
就是能够执行这个公义的审判。
And that is so that it could carry out a righteous judgment.
如果你看《生命记》里面有讲到神为那些孤儿寡妇伸冤。
And if you look at Deuteronomy, you see that God defends the cause of the fatherless and the widow.
那么伸冤的意思就是神为这些人来主持公道。
To defend them is to that God would execute justice for those.
那么做出那个公义的判断。
To do a just judgment.
然后第五个名词是诫命。
And the fifth term is stipulations.
那么诫命的意思就是命令。
And that is a command.
不可以违背神的吩咐。
You cannot disobey God's command.
那么通常在生命记里面如果我们看到不可以偷盗。
In Deuteronomy, things such as you shall not steal.
这个是一个诫命。
This is a command.
或者你不可以试探耶和华你的神。
Or do not test the Lord your God.
这也是一个诫命。
This too is a command.
然后第六个名词。
And the sixth terminology.
就是法度。
Stipulations.
法度在生命记里面只出现了三次。
And it only occurs three times.
含有那个见证的意思。
And it connotes testimony.
就是见证神的救赎和见证神的作为。
That is to testify God's salvation and His working.
我们看到这个法度的意思就是讲到来见证神的救赎。
And we see that stipulation is to testify to God's salvation.
所以一般上我们看到这个《生命记》里面，你会发觉到这个律法有两种。
And you in Deuteronomy, you realize that there are two types of laws.
那么一个就是绝对的律法。
And one is the absolute law.
另外一个就是条件律法。
And the other one is conditional law.
什么是绝对
？What is absolute？
我们认为圣经所说的都是绝对的。
We believe that all that is written in Scripture is absolute.
所以当我们读圣经的时候，我们必须相信圣经所说的都是绝对。
So we must believe that whenever we read Scripture, that everything is absolutely true.
有些人认为圣经里面有些东西不是绝对的。
Some people think that part of Scripture is not absolute.
那就不对了。
And that's wrong.
因为绝对的律法是没有任何的条件。
Because with absolute law, there are no conditions attached to it.
不可以用这个律法来做辩论哦。
You can't argue with this law.
辩论说到底对不对
？Argue whether it's right or not.
或者我们把圣经的话语来做一个辩论。
Or we take God's word and argue with it.
如果我们这样做的时候，我们就不相信圣经的话语或者律法。是绝对的。
If we do this, then we don't believe that God's word is absolute.
所以这个律法是一个绝对的律法。
So the law is absolute.
而且是普世的律法。
It's universal.
因为所有的人都要遵行。
All men must obey it.
我们看到《生命记》里面这个绝对的律法有四个特点。
And we see that in Deuteronomy, there's four characteristics of absolute law.
第一个特点就是强调到人本身自己的责任。
The first is emphasizing men's responsibility.
比如说你不可。
Such as you shall not.
比如说这节经文《生命记》第五章第七节这么说。
For example, Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 7 says,
除了我以外你不可有别的神。
You shall have no other gods before me.
这个是绝对的立法。
This is an absolute law.
不是条件的立法。
There are no conditions attached to it.
神这么说，这就是绝对的。
God said this and it's absolute.
因为神说，除了我以外，你不可有别的神。
Because God says that you shall have no other gods besides me.
这个是绝对的。
This is absolute.
还有《生命记》第四章第二节
，And Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 2，
所吩咐你的话，你们不可加添，也不可删减，好叫你们遵守我所吩咐的，就是那耶和华你们神的命令。
Do not add to what I command you, and do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord your God that I give you.
这也是绝对的律法。
This too is an absolute law.
没有的商量。
There's no negotiation.
不可以去辩论。
You can't argue with it.
因为是神绝对的立法。
Because this is God's absolute law.
那么第二个特点。
And second characteristic.
就是采用一种命令词。
It's using a command.
以正面的语气来吩咐人去行善。
From a positive tone to command people.
比如说你在圣经里面特别生命记讲到。要孝敬父母。
And in Deuteronomy, it speaks of honor your father and your mother.
这也是一个绝对的立法。
This is the absolute law.
不可以妥协。
You cannot get away from it.
因为神说要孝敬父母。
Because God says to honor your parents.
这是一个绝对的立法。
This is the absolute law.
还有第三个特点。
And there's a third characteristic.
就是采用分词来说明。持续那种行为
and it's and something that needs to continue to do so
比如说打父母的必要把他致死
such as those who strike their parents must be put to death
这是绝对的立法
this is absolute law
第四个特点
and fourth characteristic
就是采用那种咒语来宣告违背神立法那种得到的后果
And it's used curse to speak of the consequence of those who disobey.
比如说轻慢父母的必受咒诅。
For those who look down upon their parents will be cursed.
这些都是绝对的立法。
These are absolute law.
不可以去辩论。
You can't argue with them.
也不可以去妥协。
And you can't get away from it.
我们不可以说这到底。对不对
We can't argue whether it's right or wrong.
因为是绝对的。
Because it's absolute.
这个是神绝对的立法。
This is God's absolute law.
那么第二个立法，我们可在《生命记》里面可以看到，就是那个条件立法。
And the second kind is the conditional law.
条件立法是根据当时的情况来判决的一种立法。
Conditional law is something that's based on the current situation and you make a determination.
通常这种立法是有条件来做一个判决。
Usually with these law there's a condition which gives a determination.
比如说如果你这样做你就要得到这个。
So it says, if you do such and such, then you will have such and such.
所以条件的立法通常在开始的时候，它有一个字若或者如果。
So usually conditional law begins with if.
比如说这个《生命记》二十二章二十八节到二十九节，这是条件的立法。
For instance, Deuteronomy chapter 22 verses 28 and 29 is a conditional.
若有男子遇见没有许配的人的处女
If a man happens to meet a virgin who is not pledged to be married
找住他与他行淫
And rapes her and they are discovered
被人看见
they're discovered.
被那这男子就要拿五十四克勒银子给女子的父亲。
He shall pay the girl's father 50 shekels of silver.
因他玷污了这女子。
For he has violated her.
就要娶她为妻，终身不可休她。
He must marry the girl. He can never divorce her as long as he lives.
你看到这个是条件律法。
So you see that this is a conditional command.
跟绝对的律法不一样。
And it's different from absolute law.
如果我们看圣经里面所说的十诫。
And if we look at the Ten Commandments.
十诫里面十条诫命都是绝对的律法。
The Ten Commandments are all absolute law.
所以神把这个律法赐给以色列人。
So God gave the law to men.
以致以色列人可以用这个律法成为他们生活上、信仰上和道德上的那种准绳。
So that this command could be their plumb line in their lives.
这个律法也成为以色列人与神立约的那个条例。
And these laws has become the conditions of their covenant with God.
神的律法对现代的人还有那个含义，还有那个意义。
God's law still has meaning for modern men.
因为神的律法是不受神这个时间的控制。
Because God's law is not controlled by men.
大卫在这个诗篇第一篇第一节到第三节讲到神的律法。
And David refers to God's law in Psalms 1, chapter 1, verses 1 to 3.
所以大卫讲到不要不从恶人的谋计，不占罪人的道路，不坐弥漫人的座位。
And David says, Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers.
唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night.
他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers.
所以在诗篇里面讲到，如果一个人喜爱耶和华的律法的话，
So in Psalms it says that if someone loves the word of the Lord,
如果这个人昼夜思想神的律法的话，
And he meditates on day and night,
那么圣经讲这个人是一个有福的人。
Then the Bible says that this man is blessed.
他将会得到这个神来的那种丰盛的生命。
He will receive the abundant life from God.
这个是圣经讲的。
This is what God says.
是绝对的。
It's absolute.
如果我们去做的话，我们会经历到神的福分。
If we do it, we will experience God's blessings.
我在这里劝勉弟兄姐妹。
And here I encourage brothers and sisters.
如果你愿意，好像大卫这样讲。
If you want to be like David, what David says,
就是喜爱耶和华的律法，
to take delight in the law of the Lord,
昼夜思想神的律法，
and to meditate on it day and night,
你会将会经历到神而来的那种福分。
Then you will experience the blessings from God.
你可以试一下到底是真还是假。
You can try and see if it's real or not.
所以我鼓励弟兄姐妹把神的话语成为我们生命重要的一部分。
So I ask brothers and sisters to take God's word as an important part of your life.
每一天在神面前读神的话语。
And every day read God's word.
你将会经历到神而来的那个福分。
You will experience the blessings from God.
让我们同心一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们感谢你赐给我们今天的话语。
Father, we thank you for giving us your word today.
因为你的话语是绝对的。
Because your word is absolute.
当我们愿意遵守你的律法的时候，
And we're willing to obey your word.
你必会将你的福气临到我们的身上。
You would give us your blessings.
但是当我们违背你的律法的时候，
Yet when we disobey your law,
你会说咒诅将会临到我们的身上。
Then you would say that curse will come upon us.
求主帮助我们。
Please help us.
坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen our faith.
让我们忠心的来守住你的律法。
So we may faithfully obey your law.
让我们遵守你的话语。
To keep your word.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.